It is time now for Wayne Pond to come along. And I'm just wondering what the weather is like this morning in Chatham County, Wayne.
No, actually, I haven't even poked my head out the door yet. I can't tell you.
Rub it in.
It's pretty much the same as Scarborough or Chapel Hill, right?
Well, it's a perfect 68 degrees inside the Wayne Pond household, where everything is thermostatically controlled and just ideal for the wordsmith.
What kind of household was that?
The Wayne Pond household? I don't know. What did I say? I don't know.
All right. I don't know either. All right, guys, here we go. The word of the day. At least we can talk to one another this morning. Thank you, Lord. Here's a wonderful little word that moves in a couple of directions at the same time. I enjoy words like that, and I know that Nikki does. She just writes them down and uses them all day long. Right,
absolutely,
Nikki?
I do.
Oh,
do.
Lying through your teeth as usual.
You can listen to her for 5 hours on the air and hear zero. Hear none of those words.
Sharpen that digital pencil. Here it comes. The word of the day is Mandarin. Mandarin. M as in mother. M-A-N-D-A-R-I-N. Once again, M as in mother. M-A-N-D-A-R-I-N. Mandarin. Mm-hmm. I will not bore you to tears here with the etymology. Suffice to say that the number one definition of this word, which is an adjective, by the by, is all about relating to, having something to do with being a public official in China. Believe it or not, that's the definition. And now that I look at it, I suppose the secondary definition is related to that in some sense. Mandarin is also an adjective which means that which is marked by a very polished or ornate, complex style of language or expression in art, for example, as well as words and language. Mandarin, it's all about being being typical, related to, of being a public official in China. I wonder if that applies to contemporary China or if this is essentially an historical term.
Well, I know they teach Mandarin here in Chapel Hill in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
They do. It is a living language. It is a living language. So, Ron, they can get right on that with the etymological crisis center and see if you can figure out what's going on there.
Well, right in front of me, Wayne, this morning, one thing you did not mention is I have an ice-cold bottle of naturally flavored sparkling water beverage labeled Mandarin Orange right here in front of me.
Oh, there is a god, and she's smiling down on us. This is called the goddess of coincidence. I just love it.
Zero sugar, zero caffeine, zero calories.
Flavor.
Oh, come on now. I like it. I like this stuff. Yeah, I drink lots of water.
You should drink
lots
of water.
The word of the day, zero content, right, Russ?
Well, zero bad content. Let's put it that way.
Zero bad content. Oh, you are such a charitable soul. All right, one more time. Mandarin, M-A-N-D-A-R-I-N, all about having to do with public officialdom in China, contemporary or historical. And number two, as an adjective, that which is polished or ornate, complicated, complex. Ooh, I just love it. So there it is, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, have a good one. Talk to you in the morning.
All right, buddy. Hey, you too. And it's always good to hear from you, no matter what the circumstances are.
Oh, I love you too, Ron Boy. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Serious love fest.
Bromance? No.
Yeah.